Scholastic Audio presents Lincoln Spymaster Alan Pinkerton, America's First Private Eye, by Samantha Seiple. Read by Danny Campbell. With the election of Abraham Lincoln 3 months ago, anger was raging over the issues of slavery, not just in Baltimore, but across the nation. Bitter and savage debates caused the simmering rage to explode, and a person could find himself murdered over a difference of opinion. Fearful that Lincoln would abolish slavery, the fight escalated, with 6 states seceding, or breaking away from the United States and forming their own country. There was talk that rebel troops were getting ready to seize Washington, D.C., and overthrow the government as the United States and the newly formed Confederacy teetered on the brink of a civil war. For the past 2.5 weeks, Pinkerton had been working undercover, posing as a secessionist. He had set up an office in Baltimore's financial district and befriended James Luckett, who happened to work in the same building. When they first met, Pinkerton told Luckett that he was a stockbroker from Georgia, a state that had just seceded from the United States. Luckett, in turn, told Pinkerton that he was a secessionist and fully supported the Southern states' right to own slaves. Luckett went on to tell him that he believed Maryland should break free from the Union and join the Confederacy. Strategically, Maryland's geographic position was important, since all the roads from the north passed through it and into the south. Pinkerton acted as if he wholeheartedly agreed with Luckett, and the two hit it off immediately. Over the course of the conversation, Pinkerton brought up Lincoln's impending presidential inauguration. Everyone was talking about it. In fact, 4 days ago, Lincoln had boarded the train in his hometown of Springfield, Illinois, to begin his journey to Washington, D.C. Lincoln planned on making 92 stops along the way in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and Maryland. He wanted to meet and greet his supporters before being sworn in as president. To make sure everyone knew about his trip, his train schedule was published in all the newspapers. Lincoln was expected to arrive in Baltimore on February 23rd, just 8 days away. "He may pass through quietly, but I doubt it," said Luckett. Luckett confided to Pinkerton that there was a secret organization called the Palmetto Guards that was powerful enough to put a stop to Lincoln becoming president of the United States. Even though Luckett wasn't a member of the organization, he was friends with the leader, Cipriano Ferrandini, and he was helping the Palmetto Guards raise money so they could buy more guns and ammunition. Luckett praised Ferrandini, saying he was a true friend of the South, who was not only willing to die for the cause, but who also had a plan fixed to prevent Lincoln from passing through Baltimore. Pinkerton listened carefully, calculating his next move. To gain Luckett's trust and show solidarity to the Southern cause, Pinkerton took out his wallet and gave him a $25 donation, a very generous amount of money for the time. Pinkerton told Luckett that he had no doubt that the money was necessary for the success of this patriotic cause. The tactic worked. Luckett offered to introduce Pinkerton to Ferrandini so he could meet the man who was going to put his generous donation to good use. Pinkerton didn't hesitate to accept the invitation, willing to take his chances and risk his life. Now he found himself at the same table with Luckett and Ferrandini, trying to find out the details of the plan to assassinate Lincoln. "But have all the plans been matured, and are there no fears of failure?" Pinkerton asked Ferrandini. "Our plans are fully arranged, and they cannot fail. We shall show the North that we fear them not," said Ferrandini. "But about the authorities?" Pinkerton asked. "Is there no danger to be apprehended from them?" "Oh, no, they are all with us." Ferrandini went on to assure him that soon the North shall want another president, for Lincoln will be a corpse. Before Pinkerton could find out any more, the meeting ended abruptly. Ferrandini suspected that 2 strangers sitting at a nearby table were eavesdropping. Worried that the strangers might be spies, Ferrandini decided to leave. Pinkerton was anxious to secretly follow Ferrandini, but he was asked to stay behind and keep an eye on the strangers. Ferrandini wanted to make sure that the two suspicious-looking men didn't follow him. Not wanting to look suspicious himself, Pinkerton agreed and told Ferrandini that if the strangers were spies, he would be sure to whip them. Not long after, Pinkerton returned to his hotel room. He sat down and wrote a report about his meeting with Ferrandini. Even though Pinkerton still didn't know how Ferrandini planned to assassinate Lincoln, there was one thing he knew for sure. He was about to embark on the most important mission of his career. Alan Pinkerton, the most famous detective of the time, would have to find a way to save Abraham Lincoln's life.